Are you guys having fun?
Yeah.
I'm having fun. All right, I am going to read the favorite book that I read every year, because when I was a kid, I used to read this, and then I read it to Malia and Sasha, and now I'm reading it to you. Called Where the Wild Things Are. Who's read the Where the Wild Things Are? It's a classic. It's a classic. All right. Everybody ready? Where the Wild Things Are. See, can everybody see the pictures? The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another. Look at him. Do you see him? His mother called him Wild Thing. And Max said, I'll eat you up. So he was sent to bed without eating any supper. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew. And grew. And grew. This looks like a wild thing right here. And grew until his ceiling hung with vines and the wall became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed through night and day. And in and out of weeks, and almost over a year, to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars. Let's hear your roars. And they gnashed their terrible teeth. Let's hear those. And they rolled their terrible eyes. Roll your eyes. And they showed their terrible claws. Let's see your claws. So Max said, be still. And tamed them with the magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened. And they called him the most wild thing of all. Now, who wants to have a staring contest with me for a second? All right. Let's see your stare. Oh, these are some wild things. No doubt about it. You guys stare as well as Max does. And they made him king of all the wild things. And now, said Max, let the wild rumpus start. Let's see you guys do a wild rumpus. How do you do a wild rumpus? There, that's a wild rumpus right there. There's one. That's one going on right there. Who else has got a wild rumpus? Go! Let the wild rumpus start. These are wild things right here. See, these guys were wild rumpusing. Now stop, Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all wild things, was lonely, and he wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. And then all around from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so. And Max said, no. The wild things roared their terrible roars. Let's hear your roars. And they gnashed their terrible teeth. Gnash your teeth. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they rolled their terrible eyes. And they showed their terrible claws. Show your claws. But Max stepped into his private boat, and he waved goodbye and sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. The end. Thank you very much, everybody. You guys were great wild things. Congratulations. But just remember, when your mom tells you to do something, do it. Because you really do want to get that hot meal. All right? And they're the ones who are feeding you. All right, love you guys. Happy Easter, everybody. Good job.